I actually just almost said good morning. I don't know why.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Oh shit.
I don't know why I just said that. All right. And action. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Puck and Flamingo. This is Canucks Corner, episode 7. I'm Andrew, Steve, Zach, once again. Steve, welcome back, buddy. We missed you last week. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm glad, glad to be back. It was a little heartbreaking, but yeah.
We did miss you. We got all serious in here. Man. We didn't laugh.
I know. I was expecting all these chirps. I'm kind of disappointed, boys. I mean, I thought you guys might step your game up a little bit, but hey, I mean.
Yeah, it wasn't that brutal, was it? We were nice to you, actually.
You guys are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, we missed you. It was sincere.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. I missed you guys too. I find it was just weird listening and not hearing my shitty voice. So.
You're the voice of the podcast, Steve. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Are we on? Is this episode 6 or 7? You just said 7. In the notes, it says 6. Good lord,
I'm all over the map, boys.
I can't believe we're in episode 7 already.
It's episode 7. Yeah, crushing it.
Getting up there,
and that's taking my
episode. Technically, it's my episode 6, so he's not wrong.
There we go. There we go.
That's true. Fair. Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
I got your back, boy.
Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. I've been wiping the floor in our fantasy league. No thanks to YouTube bums. We're as podcast hosts, we're 1-2 after week one. So
right off the hop, I thought you'd at least wait a little while before you started throwing those daggers.
I just want to say I'm 3 NFL fantasy leagues. I'm 1st in 2 of them and 4th in another one. So my fantasy hockey might suck. My fantasy football is goddamn good.
Yes. Nice. Fair.
I'm beating Andrew for first place by 0.20 or something like that, 0.20 or it's like super freaking close. I didn't think I was going past him. I really didn't, but just a hair. And it's here funny because I adore hockey, but me and Andrew just started 0-2 in that fantasy league. We're at bottoms and we haven't lost a game since then. Fingers crossed. I'm losing this week though. But anyways, back to hockey.
Yeah, actually, I'm versing you this week, Steve, in fantasy hockey.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah, right. You guys are going head to head.
Yeah.
I had a tight one last night.
Now I have to fucking win.
It's not looking good for me. Shit.
Right now,
what are you talking about? I haven't checked my fantasy to be honest. I just got back from the gym, so I haven't checked any fantasy anything today,
I'm separated by less than a point right now this week. Last week was tight too. I think I don't know. I like this league. It's a lot of fun. This is my first time doing head-to-head.
Nice. Yeah, man, it is fun.
I know you guys kind of talked about it in last pod, but maybe we have a little segment where we kind of talk fantasy hockey.
Yeah, we could.
What do you get people at home think? If you guys like to give us a comment, let us know, and maybe we can do a little fantasy hockey, maybe open up with it or close with it or something along the lines of that.
Yeah. If you guys are definitely.
Well, yeah, when 70% of our listener base is in the fantasy league, then we might as well.
That's true. That's actually very true.
Oh, yeah. No, shit, eh? Let's give them advice how to beat us.
Yeah, actually, let's not do that.
So you guys can't listen.
Well, look, they don't want to take our advice right now anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. Why the hell they won't listen to us?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I guess, actually, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I totally forgot to mention it to you guys. I'm going to bring it down a notch, so we're going to get a little somber here for a second. So I read the news yesterday, I think, or this morning. I've been looking it up for a long time because Jimmy Hayes passed away like last month, and there was no word on cause of death. And just this morning or yesterday, they released that there was cocaine and fentanyl in his system. So that was pretty sad to read. Someone myself who's dabbled in it and come out the other side, you never want to see stuff like that. And it's happening so frequently. So if you're listening and you know someone or you yourself have a problem, please contact somebody. It is so dangerous these days. Like, it's not even fun anymore. You can't even do it recreationally. It's laced with so much shit. and it's affecting everybody. So I just wanted to pop that on the pod really quick.
If you guys don't have anyone, then feel free to message us too, right? We're here for you guys. So
yeah,
I know, like Andrew said, I mean, he's pretty good at that. He's really understanding. He's really good to talk to. So if you guys are, I'm sure if you give a little shout out to him, say something, he'll be more than happy to help you out there.
Yeah, there's lots of avenues, lots of helplines, and myself have lots of contacts and stuff like that. So yeah,
point in the right direction.
Yeah. So anyways, just wanted to lay that out there. Sorry for bringing the mood down. Now let's bring it back up. We got hockey season. It started last week. Last week we spoke. It was just heading into Canucks game one. I think the league had actually started. So since then, Canucks have gone 1-2-1. And we're going to touch on their games over the last week, their games in the future. And then, as usual, we're going to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs Amazon Prime show at the end of our podcast. So if you're interested, stick around for that. First, we'll hit up some drama around the league. There's been some drama this week. It's just one drama. Week. Just one week.
Doesn't take long.
Yeah, no doubt.
So no the first doubt. Thing, first thing we're going to talk about. So Evander Kane. Yeah, I know, Steve, you're stoked to talk about this one. But Evander Kane, I forgot he's a Vancouverite. I totally forgot.
Yeah, man. He played for the Giants.
He did. I remember you should know this. I remember him playing for the Giants. I forgot he was born here.
Yeah. Same with Brendan Gallagher.
Yeah. So, anyways, he got a 21-game sussy.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's official or not, but he basically he faked a COVID passport, I think, didn't he? A COVID certificate.
Yeah, he used somebody else's or tried to modify one to make it have his name on it or something along the lines of that. Yeah, so he could go and play in Canada. But from my understanding, and actually what the rule is that there's multiple players in the NHL right now that that don't have their vaccine, like Tyler Bertuzzi, Blackwood. Who else is there? There's like one or two other guys.
There's apparently four, but I think those are the only two who are public.
The public ones about
it? I think so. Okay. I think Bettman said that there's four players league wide now.
Yeah, so and they just can't play in Canada, right?
Right.
But with Evander Kane, with a suspension, he loses $1.8 million.
I think it's $2 million, isn't it? 1.8, did you say?
1.8, yeah, 1.3 or something like that. So, it's ridiculous.
But, yeah, so why would you fake a COVID passport or a COVID certificate when, because there's no way, even if he misses the Canada games alone throughout the year, he plays in San Jose. Like, there's no way that adds up to $2 million.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that I don't know is that because in the States, it's so much different state to state. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are like. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are like in California. I know they're pretty strict when it comes to the mandate stuff. So I don't know. It may have actually impacted him more than some of these other teams in, you know, Michigan or New Jersey or whatever. So okay. I don't really know. It's funny, though. I did see like a great tweet that was today. It was it says shocking stuff about Evander Kane. If only there had been 7 or 8 warning signs.
No shit.
Just a beauty of a tweet.
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
That guy's true. A fucking idiot. Yeah.
He needs, like, he definitely needs some sort of like, he needs a guy that's going to point him in the right direction. Like, he needs a PR rep that says, hey, you can't do that.
He needs to get locked up. Like straight up, man. It's fucked. Like, you cannot let that guy outside with, like, what was it? The first thing was taking pictures of all his money on the balcony there and then goes for bankrupt.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to throw games or get called for throwing games, and half his team, even more than half his team, didn't want to play on his team with him. Like, that's insane.
I do think that the betting on games thing was thrown out, but I mean,
even before it was like players on their team were saying like he needs to go. Before this, right? Like the suspension. I don't know. Maybe it was his way out. Maybe it was a scapegoat. So he didn't have to play with this team. Right?
This, 21 this days. Yeah, like this goes back to even his days with the Jets or the Sabres. Like, you remember Bufflin tossing his tracksuit in the shower? Like, there was obviously, like, there have been a ton of drama that's been following him around the league to whatever team he goes to.
He's a prima donna, man. It's just like, I think, yeah, he's just, people don't like him.
Yeah,
I could see why.
Seems to be a pretty fair assessment now.
So anyways, the sharks are actually unable to terminate his contract because of this. They tried, and it's a no-fly zone, so he's stuck there for however long.
Are they gonna play him or are they just gonna put him through waivers?
I'm not sure what his contract is, but I imagine
it's one way. I'm assuming
it'd be a hefty hit.
Yeah, I can't imagine they'll get much cap relief by trying to bury him in the minors either.
No.
Nobody wants to play with him. Like, how do you go onto a team knowing that? Like, it's like the longest yard, right? I don't know if you guys ever seen that, the movie when he throws Adam Sandler's quarterback, whatever. Same shit, right? The team just folds on you. You can't be around the people who think that they're going to be throwing a game that you're fucking trying to play. Like, it's
a rough situation.
Takes away from the integrity of the game, right?
Yeah, I think he... And look, I hope he gets his shit together. I hope that he talks to somebody or somebody talks to him and, like, points him in the right direction, because obviously there's something going wrong there. There's some wires crossed. Because that's... He's not even that young anymore. I mean, he used to be able to chalk it up to young, dumb, and money, right? Like, he's not even that young anymore.
What about CTE? Is there a possibility of that? I know he's a boxer. Right, he did a lot of boxing. He did fight a few times. Right, he wasn't afraid to throw some hits.
That's right.
Right, I know Antonio Brown. I know I'm making a lot of comparisons to the NFL, but Antonio Brown was the same thing. He freaked out, started throwing stuff at like a mover.
I remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, had a big freak out, and they all suspect that he probably has CTE. And obviously, if you keep going down the rope, Aaron Hernandez. For those who don't know, he had CTE, mm-hmm. right? So I mean, who knows? To just make him act weird, make him not think straight.
Yeah, if you don't know what Steve's talking about, I think there's a pretty good movie, Concussion, right, with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Or something like that, so check that out.
Yeah, or even just Google it, CTE. It's, I could explain it, but just Google it yourself. It would be a better definition.
Yeah. Okay, so also, Kucherov, this one should be a quick and easy one. Kucherov is LTIR again.
Fucking classic.
It's almost like this guy doesn't want to play in the fucking regular season.
Why would you, though? Give me one reason why you would. He just comes to playoffs and wins playoffs, and then wins the Stanley Cup, parties all fucking year, takes the fucking season off, shows up the playoffs, his team's stacked.
Yeah. Yep. Conn Smythe voted like, well, he didn't win it this year, but, Tampa drives me crazy. I mean, that team is so stacked, like you said, and last year felt pretty fishy, and then to add to it that all of a sudden it happens again this year, it's like, come on, guys, like, what is going on? Like,
I don't think they have as much depth this year though to make it super fishy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that third line isn't what it was last year, but it's just Tampa Bay doing Tampa Bay things.
Here's my defense to that is that back, was it 2017 or 2016, they've all had a vote to see if that was even possible, and Tampa Bay was the only team to vote against it. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years later, they just abused the system that they wanted to get rid of, and now people are upset about it. So I don't hate them for using it. It's part of the game, right? Unless you want to change the rules. Yeah,
I don't hate him. I mean, if that's actually what they're doing now, I hate to like say that's actually what they're doing, because this is a man's life. Like, if he is hurt, obviously.
Of course, of course.
I mean, I'm sure he's shitty, but I'm sure he's got some injury, but how long he's out? Is it long-term injury?
That's right. I think it might be too early to like last injury was serious, right? He was gone for the whole season, wasn't he? If this happened in like, January, and then he was out until March, then I'd be like, okay. But surely he'll make a return before the playoffs this time.
I'm hope he should. I mean, unless they're going for the fucking Eichel sweepstakes there.
It's just a coincidence, right? That's why everybody's talking about it. If this was the first time, nobody is it a coincidence? Well, that's what I mean though. I mean, it's just the fact that it happened back to back years that everybody's questioning it. If it was just if last year, if we didn't have the memory of last year, then it would have been like, oh, whatever, Kucherov shelf, that sucks. But after last year, now everybody's like, hold on, we've seen this before.
It's still tough to. I mean, this is still the best league in the world. And to not have your best player or top three player on a good team, I mean, it's going to hurt you. Having Cooch is going to make your team better. right?
Oh yeah, top three and player in the league,
right? So like,
yeah, that hurts the whole league.
As an owner or a GM, are you gonna be like, hey, well, I'm gonna sit McDavid all year. Maybe we can sneak into eighth place, and then he'll be good to go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you do that.
That'd be shit for your fantasy team.
Yeah,
well, fuck yeah. Man. I hope McDavid sits all year.
Yeah, like, yeah, McDavid's Jesus. How the hell do we have a podcast?
All right,
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're right there. Yeah, it's weird timing. Well,
I think it's just coincidence. Yeah, I think it's just a storyline. Yeah, it's just fun to talk about, that's all.
Oh, 100%. I agree.
Okay, and the last thing that's fun to talk about, this one will be quick as well. So last year, if you all remember, Tom Wilson basically tried to throw Artemi Panarin through the Earth's crust, like China, and he like kneed on Buchnevich's head or something like that. I remember it was crazy. So there was huge flack around New York. Andrew Barker, I'm sure he's listening, him and I did a emergency podcast on it. There's all this drama around New York, how they need to change the culture. And so what happens? They go get Ryan Reeves, probably the scariest guy in the league, and they play Washington and nothing happens. I mean, there was even a video clip of like Ryan Reeves going to face off and Ovechkin coming up, be like, hey buddy, how you doing? How was your summer? He's like, oh yeah, good man, thanks bro, blah blah. And they're like giving high fives and stuff. Like, what do you guys think? Is that like, do you think that's acceptable? Like, how would you have approached it if you were the coach? Would you have been pissed? Or,
I mean, if you're the coach, you need to tell Ryan Reeves to go do it. If the coach didn't tell him to go do it, then as Ryan Reeves, he wasn't part of that situation. Right. Obviously, he knows it. Everyone knows it. And that's the backstory. And to be a good teammate. But if he's friends with Ovechkin and all these guys, he doesn't have that.
Although, I mean, him and Wilson have a history. Like, it's not true.
They're
the two meanest guys in the league, pretty much, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so.
100% top two.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just wanted your guys' opinion. I just thought, like, I really thought sparks would fly at least a little bit. There was nothing.
Well, I mean, who knows what was like talked down from up high, right? Like, everybody had marked that on their calendars. Like, this is going to be a Tilly at center ice. Like, you know, that was what everybody was expecting. Who knows? Maybe, you know, the league or some general manager said, hey guys, like, tone it down here. Like, we've got a spotlight on us. Like, let's just play the game, you know, kick the season off right. Who knows, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. A lot of it, you know, fighting in general gets a bad rap on social media nowadays. Like, you know, which drives me crazy, but I don't know. Maybe that's what it came down to.
And maybe it was the Washington side as well, because I mean, Ovechkin lined up beside Revo. They would have, like, he was out there, you know, yeah. Wilson wasn't. So
does Wilson have to? I don't think Wilson's the one to make that engagement. I think Reeves is the one that's making engagement.
Yeah.
Right. So it's in that half, but.
Yeah. Anyways, fan base, those of you listening, let us know what you think. I don't know. I thought it was pretty uneventful. Again, you don't like seeing anyone get hurt, but you gotta, I mean, hockey, half the fun of hockey is that you kind of police yourself out there, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like the refs are there to obviously make sure things don't go too far. But I mean, part of the game of policing yourself is half the fun. So anyways, I think there should have been a little bit more, but
yeah,
I'm not out there and I sure as hell wouldn't be standing up. I'll tell you that I'd get dummied.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that dude.
No,
okay. Me neither.
I'm good on that.
So let's get to your Vancouver Canucks. So, on the 13th, 15th, 16th, we played, and the 19th, which is today. I just watched the Canucks game there. I mean, it hasn't been a glorious start to the season. If you guys saw in the podcast, or not the podcast, sorry, in the fantasy chat, people are losing faith already, you know. The Canuck fan base is already like hitting the panic button.
Classic.
So let's start with the 3-2 loss to Edmonton. It was in the shootout, which is not terrible. The highlight of that game was most definitely Meyer's hit on Duncan Keith.
That's what I was going to say. That's a good point you brought it up. And we're talking about, you know, past things and past incidents they had. When Tyler Myers laid out Duncan Keith, all of Canucks Nation went insane. And that happened like 9 years ago. People don't forget. So like
they hit on Daniel. I mean?
Yeah, exactly, right? And that the whole Vancouver fan base just went insane, right? So just to bring back to that other point there with Wilson and Reeves, like there if there's past, like I don't know why they didn't fight it out, but
well,
yeah, it's gotta be that hit though.
I don't know. Myers in the post game wasn't too enthusiastic about the revenge part. Like, you know, he was asked a few questions, asked about the history, and he kind of shrugged it off. Like, he said if it was anybody in that corner, he would have ran him over.
I don't think he went out to lay out Duncan Keith. He just laid out Duncan Keith, and we went crazy. It wasn't a targeted thing. Like, who targets someone that wasn't on that team that literally nobody else is on that team anymore?
And it wasn't even in Vancouver.
From 9 years ago to go take out a guy that's not been playing for the team that he did it on.
Right. Like, if it was in Vancouver, maybe.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
imagine even hearing that crowd if that was in Vancouver.
Oh, that would be insane.
Yeah. So anyways, that was not a surprising loss. I mean, Edmonton's probably the best team in the division, one of the best. So, and then on the 15th, we played in Philadelphia, and we won 5-4 in the shootout this time. Steve, your highlight of that night?
Oh, this has got to be the Podkozin goal.
The snipe?
Yeah, that was absolute beauty. That kid can rifle the puck. I know it's just funny because he scores that absolute snipe, and if you haven't seen it, I highly suggest just to watch the 10-second clip or whatever it is on YouTube. It's an absolute beauty. And then the next game to get benched.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I think they got to give the guy a little bit more leeway and let the guy kind of let loose for the first little bit and then maybe hold him in. He's obviously has skill. He's an older rookie. I think, what is he, 21? Right, 20, 21, something like that. So he's an older rookie. He can do the type of thing like Kirill Kaprizov did. And if you let him off the leash and maybe move him a little bit higher up on the depth chart. Obviously, his back checking, his defense is weak. But I'm really, really high on this kid.
What do you think about that, Zach? What's your opinion? So I know like he's been jumping around the lineup quite a bit. And I think the first game he played on the fourth line, and that game, I think, or the last couple of games anyways, he's been playing up with Miller and Pedersen. And what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got the skill set. He was kind of drafted as, you know, a top nine, arguably top six talent. And I think, you know, I mean, the league's getting younger, right? So a lot of these younger guys are getting a lot more responsibility early. So I think that it makes sense to play him up the lineup like that. That is the type of player that he is. He adds a different aspect to that top six or top nine, if you want to slot him into our third line. But I definitely agree. I mean, I don't think he really suits the playing style of a grinding fourth line checking role. He needs to be up there with more skilled players. I like him on the second line. I mean, yeah, but again, he's a rookie. I mean, you know, Greener's gonna play him the way he does, he's gonna coach him the way he does, and I don't really have an argument against it. If he's gonna have lapses, he's gonna have mistakes, and that's kind of how you learn from them. But at the same time, yeah, I'm all for seeing him up higher in the lineup as opposed to in that bottom line or even bottom six. I would prefer to see him in the top six, and I think he's got the skill set to do it. You see it in flashes. Like, I remember through training camp, through a bit of preseason, and then again against Philly, like that shot, that's an NHL caliber shot, like from just coming in. And I mean, yeah, Carter Hart couldn't stop a beach ball that night, but it doesn't matter. Like, that was a snipe that he took. So yeah, I think he deserves to be in the top six, and I think he will. Like, really, we're, you know, I mean, typical Canuck Nation mentality here. We're four games in and we're already throwing in the towel, right? Like, this team is done. You know, it's I think he's going to get a lot of shots in that top six, and I think he's going to really flourish this year.
Yeah. Steve, you agree?
I do agree. I know you, when we first started this, you guys had him in your bottom six.
So I was actually going to say that. Yeah.
What made you change in this four games to put him in the top? Because you guys ripped on me for saying that.
That's true. Yeah. Actually, I think we had him on the third line, didn't we?
You guys had him on the third, which is still the bottom six. No. You had him on the third, which is still bottom six. And I just thought he was top six caliber, right? You put those older guys in, but you guys were pretty hard on having
it's perspective,
Garland.
Steven. I put it in as top nine. I'm asking what changed.
That's all it was. Man.
I think you're right. I think, I mean, he's got the skill set, right? Like, I still, like, you know, I mean, he is a rookie. He is younger. Like, I think that, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having
him.
He's not a true rookie, though.
That's the thing. He's not a true rookie.
But I think, Steve, now, I think tonight, I can't remember completely, but I'm pretty sure he started off on the second line, I think, but by the end of the night, the Lotto line was together. And I think he was slotting in on the third line. I think
I'm not saying where he's doing. I'm just saying that's where we kind of have him is, I think we all kind of think at the same time, we should be a little bit higher up in that lineup.
Higher than fourth. Definitely. Yeah. Higher than third.
You shouldn't be touching fourth.
I think I think third line, I still think he needs to put in dues. I mean, yeah, he showed flashes of brilliance, but I still think he needs not dues, but hours. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like man hours, like he needs to pass probation kind of thing, 3 month probation, not because he's going to get cut, just because he needs to see what the big leagues are like.
Well, who's kind of above him on the right side? Like I would argue Connor Garland and Brock Besser are both above him on the right-hand side of the ice.
Right.
So to me, I mean, yeah, you could shift guys around. Like, I mean, I would have him if I was building the lineup. I would have him slotting in on the third line just based off of that. You know, yeah. I would have Garland that's and fair. Besser above him. That's the only way that I'd do it.
For me, I see Garland could play
Stop. Garland has added a factor to this team that we haven't had since Matt Cook.
But I know.
He didn't let me finish what I was saying. I was saying that Garland would be better on the third line than Podkozin on the third line. So make the team better. You put him down to average out. You could give Podkozin his offense and let him do offense. I'm not putting Garland down at any means.
You're just saying because of playing style.
Playing styles, yes.
Yeah. I agree with playing style. I can agree with that too, Steve. We'll see. Look, like you said, Zach, it's four games in and everyone's throwing the towel in. Like there's lots of time. We know Travis Green likes to roll things, right? We know he likes to change things up and experiment. But he's also very adamant in his ways. So anyways, we'll see. We'll see how that transpires over the next little while. It's definitely something that's exciting now, especially that our top nine are healthy, I think, right?
Yeah, Besser's back now.
Yeah, Besser's back. So it was good. He played well. I mean, I think it wasn't outstanding, but I think he played well. There's a good few times where he was lifting sticks and getting pucks, and I was like, wow. I thought he'd take longer than that. You know, it was a hand injury, wasn't it? So anyways, I'm rambling.
Wrists.
Yeah. So speaking of Garland, we'll go back to him quickly. So on the 16th, the Vancouver Canucks played the Detroit Red Wings and they lost 3-1. Another game we probably should have won with the one tonight, 5-2 loss against Buffalo. But so Garland on the 16th there against Detroit, he was going into the corner, right? And a guy was coming out from behind the net. And Garland kind of put his back into him and kind of almost like a reverse Cronwall. Like, you know how Cronwall would like skate backwards into you?
Yeah.
Not even a hip check. He would like skate backwards into you. Garland was skating forward and then kind of turned his back at the last minute to blow the guy up. But anyways, the guy was pissed off. He called him a midget in the post-game interview. And then in the previous game, I think it was against the Flyers, you could see some guy's mouth and he verbally, like he yelled at him, "You fucking angry elf" or something like that. So he's getting under skins. You both saw that hit. Did you?
Is that a height joke or
like it? The angry elf? Yeah, I think
No, getting under skins.
He is small.
Yeah, that's true. No, Zach, what did you like the hit?
I loved it. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, what's he supposed to do? I mean, he's a short guy. Zadina was reaching in on him. Like, I don't know. I didn't have anything wrong with it. Obviously, the officials didn't either. It's not like he got any supplementary discipline or anything. Like the the thing that like Garland, he adds that fact. Like you can see it in every game so far. He's pissed off the opposing team in every single game. That's a factor that the Canucks haven't had for years. Like, I mean, yeah, we used to have a few guys who could get under the skin, like Burrows or Lapierre back in, you know, the going back even another generation, we had Ruutu and Cook. Like we had guys who could really get under the skin. I mean, our last, you know, great team, we had, again, Burrows and Lapierre, guys who could actually dig into guys and
French mouthpieces.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now we've got a Massachusetts mouthpiece, which is probably just as effective. Like I'm
his damn accent.
I'm loving it, man. Like if there's going to be a Canuck jersey I buy this year, it's going to be Garland. I cannot get over like just that different factor that he adds to the Canucks. I love him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Zach. I'm with you. I know Steve's still growing. Even with all that
baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah, you must love that though. All the chippy.
I do. I don't hate the guy. Like you guys put up this big thing that like because I want Pucko's on the second line that I hate Garland. Like,
I know you hate Garland. We're just trying to change your mind.
Garland, man. I don't. Okay, so what? I want to throw something at you guys. What do you guys think of OEL?
Oh, love him.
OEL.
I think he's played really well so far.
I have too.
Quinn Hughes missed tonight. He's had an injury. He had a nagging look like last game. He had something happened to him. But anyways, he took a maintenance day. He played like 60 minutes in 24 hours or something stupid like that. So
yeah, he was eating up a lot of minutes.
Yeah. So he took a maintenance day for practice and then he missed the game today. So OEL took over the number one slot like in
on power play.
Yeah, and yeah. I think he did fairly well. The way he moves the puck, he had a good couple shots on net anyways.
He likes to shoot the puck. I'll give him that. He likes to shoot the puck.
Yeah. So
but he had like eight shots in one of those games, I think he had something like that. It was up there.
Yeah, I love him. Like, I mean, and again, we're only four games into the season, right? Like, and it's tough to kind of keep that in perspective. Like, these are his first four regular season games with the team, like getting used to the guys and the looks. And I really like, you know, this first four games hasn't dampened my expectations or excitement for this year at all. Like, you know, we have a lot of roster turnover from last year. I mean, plug in Podkolzin, Garland, OEL, like these are all big offensive pieces, you know, arguably top six, top four D-men. Mm-hmm. I mean, arguably, look, we've got Poolman in there as well. So two of our top four D-men are new, you know, we've got a lot of turnover this year. So I'm not pushing the panic button at all yet. Like, yeah, it would have been nice. We should have won against Detroit. I mean, Greiss stood on his head. That was the reason why Detroit won that game.
That third period was intense.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like there was, Greiss stole that one.
Yeah, he definitely did. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not too worried. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I mean, they're going to tighten up defensively. They're going to figure some of that stuff out. I mean, tonight, you know, I mean, the Skinner goal with him just left right alone in front of Demko. I mean, yeah, it was a nice backhand roof job that he did, but he was right there alone. Like that one, there was another one that, you know, just snuck under Demko's pad and on a flurry in front. Like we're going to tighten that up. I think, I don't think that's going to last for too much longer. I'm excited, man. I think these guys are going to really start to gel over the next couple of weeks.
You got to give Bradshaw time to do his work too, right? He just got here.
Yep.
So brand new coach, brand new team, a lot of moving parts in that team. So it's going to take more than four games. That's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So Buffalo lost 5-2 tonight. That wasn't a great showing, but you're not hitting the panic button.
No, I'm not. No.
Good. Steve, no panic button yet.
I'm not hitting the panic button. I think we need to give about six more weeks before we can kind of see where our team's about to settle in. So I'm not going to go either way until then. Then I'll start hitting the brakes. Or the panic button.
Last episode I said we're winning the division, so there's that.
Yeah,
I think it's possible.
That was bold, huh, Steve? Where were you on that one, Steve? Where were you to talk me out of that one?
No shit, man. I leave for one episode and you start saying crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
Holy. You guys get a little cocky when I'm gone. That's what it is. So
yeah, confident. That's what it is. Confident. Yeah.
You guys just ride on each other's highs.
So, okay. So next week we got 21, or this week, I guess, versus Chicago. This episode might air. When is that?
It'll be the 21st.
Okay. So, this episode will air that morning. So, if you're listening to this, then tonight is the Chicago Blackhawks. Don't miss that. On the 23rd, we're going to the Crackheads in Seattle.
Ooh, ooh.
That's their franchise opener, too, their first home game.
They finished the arena?
Yeah, that'll be their first home game ever. And, you know, they catch us on the end of an Eastern road swing, right? So,
yeah.
I think that's that why. I think that one's set up on a tee for Seattle, personally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. I'm still looking forward to that game. You know, Saturday night in Canada, it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well. And then the 26th, that'll be our home opener, boys. So Minnesota's coming to our barn.
Have you guys heard about the capacity? I know Vancouver's the only team in the NHL not to be at full capacity yet.
I think it just announced today.
They just announced it today, yeah.
Sports in
BC can have 100%.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's good. That'll be great. Fun atmosphere. It'll be buzzing on the 26th, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else on the Canucks, boys, before we move over to our weekly bashing of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Oh, I think we hit everything.
Oh, what about your boy there, Zach Hamonic? There's an update on him right now. He's done.
There's a leave of absence.
Personal leave of absence, I think. Yeah, I think they actually mutually agreed to. It's not a contract termination, but I think he's without pay. I don't know. I've been hearing different stuff. I haven't really looked it up that much, to be honest. But either way, I mean, good for him. I hope that he, you know, gets everything sorted, whatever is going on. Like, you know, I know there were a lot of rumors flying around there. I don't know how much truth there is to any of them, but, you know, I mean, the Canucks basically said too that they aren't going to make any more comments on it. So it's, you know, that's the way it's going to stay. And hopefully he gets everything figured out, comes back to the league or decides to retire, whatever his decision is. Yeah, hopefully now he has the time to make it.
Yeah, all the best to him. Hopefully, I see, honestly, I can't see it. I know the rumors we mentioned in previous episodes and stuff, but I think it must be a bit more serious than that. I'd say it's a bit deeper than that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't explain it. It could be, but like, you know, you get to a certain point in life where like certain things matter more, right? And then if that's what it is, it could just be something to do with that, right?
Yeah.
Some guys can't handle being on the road without their kids or whatever's going on with their life, or maybe some, you know, depressed. Who knows, right? There's a lot of that going on, right? So
yeah, Carey Price taking the whole year.
I don't know if it's the whole year, but I know he's on long term.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do it. I'm looking forward to it. So Zach, you just watched episode 2. Steve, did you get to watch episode 2, or did you miss it?
I watched it like a few days ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not fresh on it, but I do remember.
Yeah, it was my favorite episode so far.
Out of the two.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
is it because the Canucks beat the Maple Leafs more than
twice,
once?
Twice, twice. We got to see our boys beat the Maple Leafs.
Oh shit!
Yeah, in 30 minutes, so or 40 minutes, whatever it was. So that was great. Joe Thornton's a beauty. I think we talked about that.
But Mitch Marner's a bitch. Fuck, man. How is that guy not get knocked out going out places? Like, it just blows my fucking mind. Like, you could slap him, he'd go to sleep.
He's tiny.
That's so funny. Fuck
by that. Well, I guess you probably mistaken for a fucking 14-year-old boy. So
I'll tell you, like, I didn't finish that second episode. I mean, I Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, I hate the Leafs. I don't even like watching that show. Like, it's painful to watch. But, like, I think the worst part of it is that, like, I'm actually starting to not mind some of the players. Like, Campbell, he actually seems like a beauty. Like,
yeah, soupy.
Yeah, Freddie Anderson is a legitimate psychopath, like any goalie should be in the NHL. You know, him being all picky. Yep, yeah, picky about his haircut, like wanting to be perfectly styled for every video or picture, whatever it is. Like, the guy's a psychopath. He's a goalie. Like, that makes perfect sense to me. Again, Steve played goal. He's crazy. I play goal. I'm a fucking nutcase. Like, it makes sense. Like, it's
that makes sense. Goalies are fucking weird, man.
Fucking weird. So yeah, I don't know. That's the one thing that I hate most about it. I mean, those two, I like goalies anyway, so that's pretty interesting. But yeah, Thornton is a beauty for sure. Yeah. Like, that,
you
guy, like
the coach as well, you said, Keith.
I don't mind Keith. You know what? And I still, like, I hate Dubas, but why do they have to put in the thing of him skating with his kid? Then it's like, oh, fuck, I can't hate him that much anymore. Like, it's horrible. It's the worst. It's the worst part of the show so far.
Yeah.
It's starting to grow on us a bit, isn't it?
I'm not going to be able to rip on them the same way.
No, don't worry. We will as soon as they start losing in the playoffs. It'll be easy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, muscle memory will kick back in real quick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's actually a decent show. Actually, like, and I didn't know that it's actually like a series. So they have lots of other. It's like it's a special.
Oh, so like they do it for other teams?
Yeah, other sports, other things. Yeah.
Other teams are gonna win the championship.
I was gonna say, are they gonna film one that actually wins the championship?
I don't know.
Follow the Canucks this year. Woo woo.
I'd assume so because it's called All or Nothing, right? So, yeah. So sometimes they gotta get it all.
Sometimes, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But I don't know. It's funny how the biggest thing in that show is how, not how good they are, what their skills are, that they're just all born around Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh, he's from here. So it's like, it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I like that they pointed out that it wasn't actually John Tavares wearing his pajamas, but it was a bed set. So that was really interesting and enlightening to me. Yeah. I don't know why I kept getting called pajama boy. It wasn't even pajamas. It was just a comforter set. It's like, all right, buddy, you missed it. Oh yeah. That's the only thing I took out of that episode.
Holy.
It's funny watching this. I'm becoming less of a Tavares fan. Other people are starting to grow on me, but Tavares is like, I'm like, oh man, really?
Just a wet blanket.
That's a problem. These people are starting to grow on you. You should probably stop watching it.
That's my biggest problem with it.
I can't hate those guys. That guy donates to Children's Hospital. Oh shit, I can't hate that guy.
Shit, that guy goes skating with his kids. God, I can't hate
God
that guy.
Damn it, man. Spend time with his kid.
I don't hate the players as much as I hate the jersey. Sometimes I hate the players too.
But. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on. It's a late one, so it's time to go to bed, I think.
Yeah,
thank you, everybody, for listening. Steve, thanks for showing up today.
Oh, fuck off. You guys schedule and switch shit around so much. I'm so fucking accommodating. I miss one fucking show. I get ripped on. Fuck you guys.
I can't believe it. I don't even think you mispronounced a name today. This is bullshit.
No, that's because I kept it simple, right? I learned to dumb it down so I don't say names. I don't fucking know.
we should get a piece of paper.
Fuck you, Gordo. Fuck you, Gordo.
The fans want it, Steve. The fans want it. We should get a piece of paper and like hold it up and just like say that name.
How do you pronounce this?
Bieska.
Oh, classic.
All right guys, I'm gonna sign off here. Thanks for coming out, boys. It's been a pleasure.
One last thing.
Oh yeah, pump your
go ahead. Kovalchuk got named the GM of the Russian Olympic team. And the comment section is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, I believe it. That
he's
team's
on
gonna
bail
have...
on before game one.
The team's gonna have no heart whatsoever.
Steve, just throw that in at the last minute. I completely forgot. But
Steve, do you wanna pump your fights this weekend?
Oh yeah, I mean, for anyone that's local, I opened up my own MMA gym, Logic MMA. We're based out of Surrey. If you guys are interested or around, let me know and we can hook you with some some sessions. Drop-ins are on Tuesdays and Saturdays for $10. So if you're interested in doing boxing, MMA, jiu-jitsu, actually we don't do too much jiu-jitsu. We do a lot of ground submissions, but not so much jiu-jitsu. Hit me up.
Once my legs are healed, I'll be there, buddy.
Awesome, man. Yeah, we had a big turnout. We had about 10 people come out, a couple of girls, and it was good. So
nice. Are you offering listeners the chance to kick your ass? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, if they want to try, I mean,
hey, whatever draws people in.
Whatever. Right? $10. $10 is $10, man.
Take a shot of the champ, buddy. Bring it on.
I've done a lot worse for a lot less.
There we go.
Fair enough. All right, guys, you heard it here. Go get at me, get at Steve if you want, or Zach if you want some more information, and we'll point you the right direction. Thanks for listening.
Away, baby.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You can catch us on any of your favorite podcast listening services, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and much more. Instagram, Facebook, @PuckandFlamingo. I'm Andrew. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next week.